नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
Good morning. Welcome to news18.com's Daybreak, and here's a roundup of all the news that you cannot afford to miss. NCP Chief Sharad Pawar has joined the larger opposition narrative that the apparent assassination plot against Prime Minister Narendra Modi was devised to garner sympathy for him. The letter is being used to garner people's sympathy, Pawar said while addressing a gathering in Pune. Two youths from Guwahati were battered to death in Assam's Karbi Anglong district on Friday night on suspicion of being shoplifters. Police said Abhijit Nath and Nilutpal Das were on their way to the Kanthilangshu picnic spot and was attacked by a group of men at the Pajuri Kachari village, 16 kilometers from the Dokmoka town. Eyewitnesses said the two boys were brutally hit by bamboo poles and wood and tortured to death by a mob of inebriated villagers. A disturbing video that emerged in the local media showed the two youths begging for mercy and the face and body smeared with blood. Madhya Pradesh is witnessing another sunrise as Mahanaryaman Sindhya, representing one of the most influential political families of Madhya Pradesh, the Sindhyas, is busy enhancing his public relations skills in the Gwalior-Chambal region, a stronghold his family has ruled for ages. At the time when Jyotiraditya Sindhya is taking whirlwind tours across the state, Mahanaryaman is helping his father by reaching out to places where his father is not able to visit due to shortage of time. In a break from past and a major move aimed at bringing domain expertise to policy making, the government has decided to allow for lateral entry for private sector specialists in select departments, according to a hiring notice issued by the government. Well, President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un converged on Singapore, the silent city state, on Sunday ahead of one of the most unusual and highly anticipated summits in recent world history. The meet is supposed to be for the two leaders to settle a standoff over Pyongyang's nuclear arsenal. Meanwhile, Singapore has announced that it will spend about $20 million to host the historic summit. Lastly, the Sangh is not seen to be anti-Congress, but rather anti-Gandhi's, writes Pallavi Ghosh. The senior political editor opines that the more Rahul Gandhi holds the RSS responsible for the assassination of Mahatma, the RSS would want to use Congress leader Sans the Gandhi's as an endorsement of their ideology. The perfect example of which was Pranab Mukherjee. For them, Mukherjee is the best face of the Congress, and it suits them to use this visit repeatedly to snub the Gandhi's. That's all for today. Please visit us for tomorrow's news18.com's Daybreak. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.